see if I can think what you call them. Harness. Well, you've got to have a harness, and then you've got to have your lines. That's what you hold to. Your lines, plow lines, or for a wagon or anything to, you know, to hold them with. And most of wagons, the most I ever saw had a brake. It was wood too, but you pull back on it and it put pressure again the wheel and make it go slow. And like that. I rode to church many a Sunday in a wagon.
What kind of church did you go to?
Well, it was a country church, Baptist, and the name of it was Old Damascus. And it's in Pickens County. The church is still there today.
Now, if you had grass growing in a cotton field where you didn't want it, what would you call that?
Getting it out.
Well, what would you call the grass itself?
Crap grass.
Is that a
particular kind? Yeah, that's a particular kind that hits cotton fields. Field.
Tobacco is grown in a
patch. They call it tobacco patch.
Uh-huh. Are there particular things that? Are there other things that you would say are grown in a patch? Maybe something.
Well, individual, like you'd say, I've got a nice fine patch of corn growing down here. They call the small places patches, but where you had a large area, they called it a field of corn or a bottom. I know my daddy used to brag about his bottom land being such corn growing lands, you know, and it was. It was fine.
What did the dirt look like? Was it like the red clay you
bought? No, the most of the farming land was just good topsoil. You had to use a lot of fertilizer, guanter they called it back then, which you don't get none of today. You get that other kind of fertilizer, you know, it's 10, 410 and stuff like that. They don't call it guanter, but that's what we called it and what the name of it was back when my daddy was farming.
Fences did you have around yards and gardens?
Rail fences around the pastures and paling, picket fences around the garden. You know, I think my mother has made what she called palings to fence her garden in, which would be just a piece of plank about that wide and so tall and sharpened at the top. What she called palings, and I think I've heard her talk about making palings, fence in her garden.
How about wire fences?
Well, the pastures was made out of barbed wire, and the gardens, the people that was lucky enough to have the wire, they called it garden wire, and I guess it still goes with the name of that they hog wire and chicken wire and fan screen, and I guess it's still called garden wire, the rolls like we used to see and, you know, used around the gardens.
Mm-hmm. Can you name
around the pastures, most of the time, was split rail fences.
How was it constructed?
Well, it was put together like this. And And I know you saw them in traveling out. You'd have them so long and cross them. It took a long time to fix one like that.
About how many rails would they stack up?
High, about five. and a lot of them is made out of chestnut rails. You know, they lasted a long time.
What would you call an extension that you might build above the top rail to save lumber while you're keeping the fence high enough to keep the big animals in?
Well, a lot of people put barbed wire above them.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, what do you connect the wire to?
Well, used to be wooden posties. You can get, we get chestnut posties or locust posties or cedar posties. Mm-hmm. But they wasn't fancy like they are today. They're just three-cornered posties, you know, logs split in two and make four posties. Or either just a solid round post.